Oh, Lordy. All right. I don't, obviously, keep your eyes on the road, my man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let me, want to punch up the story here from the State House, and we'll get right to this. State House cleared to reopen. Oh, it's right here. I've got it. Okay. Let me just get it right there. All right. 3, 2, 1. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking once again with Senator Bruce Tarr, the Senate Minority Leader for the state of Massachusetts. And Senator, kind of another boring session at the State House, I guess, on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, Rick, you know, we have a lot of interesting days at the State House, but yesterday certainly counts as one of the most interesting for the year, that's for sure.
Tell us what was going on, because, I mean, with false alarms and real alarms and all the visitors you have and so on, whenever the alarm goes off, you have to take it seriously.
Well, that's absolutely true, and it's interesting because we do have false alarms from time to time in the State House for one reason or another. And so when the alarm goes off, you have to remind yourself this is important, and it's important not to second guess whether the alarm is an actual alarm or whether it's a false alarm. And we saw that in practice yesterday because we actually did have a false alarm. I think it was about 11 or 11:30 in the morning, and it was confirmed as a false alarm. We know the cause of it. But then we had one later in the afternoon, and of course you naturally wonder, well, is this related to the other false alarm or what's happening? But it became pretty clear that it was a real one, and the rangers were moving about the State House, the DCR Park Rangers, along with the state police, making sure that everyone exited the building safely. And I give them a lot of credit. That happened in an orderly fashion. Everyone got out. It was a busy day at the State House. There were hearings taking place. There were conference committee negotiations taking place. So there was a lot going on. And obviously the first priority is always public safety. And they did a great job of getting everyone outside the building. And once we did get outside the building, we saw an incredibly prompt and robust response from the Boston Fire Department with a number of pieces of equipment. There were aerial ladders going up and people all around. And it was clear that they were taking this seriously, and we should too.
What are the thoughts that go through your head, Senator? Because, you know, these are edgy times.
They are, Rick, and you always wonder when you see that kind of response, when you hear the alarm go off. I think we think differently now than we would have thought about it just a few years ago. But we were being reassured that everyone was safe, the situation was under control. We were getting some update information as the afternoon went on. And, of course, it was interesting to see quite a few people on the sidewalk, particularly on Bowdoin Street, across the street from the State House, just wondering what was going to happen and when we're going to be allowed to re-enter the building. And I think most people, including me, thought that it was not going to be a long period of time before that happened, but it actually went on for several hours and for good reason.
Well, you know, it's parallel to what happened in the city of Gloucester with their city hall. They had a minor fire in the basement, but it turned out to be quite a process in cleaning things up. It seems as though, although the State House was closed on Wednesday, that this kind of a prompt cleanup campaign that worked, and the legislature will be back at work on Thursday?
We will be, and you know, it's interesting, Rick, because at one point there were some concerns about air quality in the building, and that was addressed to the extent that people feel comfortable now that it's safe to be back inside. But the other issue was maintaining the electrical current that we needed to operate all of the things that we all use today, whether they be computers or automated phone systems or Centrex phone systems, all of those things. And so it took a while not only to do the cleanup, but also to restore functionality to the electrical service in the building. And it's my understanding that that's what took a lot of time. And it may not be completed yet, but it's sufficiently completed to be able to allow us to go back into the building. And as you and I have talked about many times on your show, the requirement under the Massachusetts Constitution is that we meet every 72 hours. And so we were due in the Senate to be back in informal session tomorrow. I believe the House had been scheduled to be in today, so it would now seem reasonable that they will be in tomorrow as well. So in terms of the Constitution, we'll be able to meet our obligation and chalk this up to something that was definitely concerning, but that was handled well and allowed the operations of state government to continue on.
Final question, Senator, totally out of the blue, and I don't expect you to really have an answer, but is there a question or an idea about the vulnerability of buildings that are so historic like the State House in terms of just plain old infrastructure, never mind what else goes on in the world, but as you mentioned, the electrical systems and things like that. Is this something that the public should be concerned with, or just a kind of a blip on the radar screen?
Rick, it's certainly something that we discuss frequently, and in fact, that's the reason why I think the public doesn't need to be concerned. There are constant discussions about maintenance. We just underwent a whole extensive series of security upgrades to the building, most notably the one that created the new visitor's entrance, which is far more secure than its predecessor. So being the nerve center of state government, it gets constant attention, both from a perspective of serviceability as well as public safety. And so I feel comfortable there, and I think everyone else should too. But one of the things that I think we need to do is look at what happened yesterday and see if there are any lessons to be learned. I think when it comes to public safety, you can never do enough. But you also raise an interesting point, Rick, and it's one that I raised with some of the news media yesterday, that in addition to being the nerve center of state government, the State House is an incredibly historic building, and it contains a lot of incredibly historic things. And so we also need to pay attention to preserving those things, because it would simply be a tragedy if we lost any of those, whether they be murals or battle flags or other kinds of things. So there are a lot of reasons that the State House gets a lot of attention, and I think it's appropriate.
That's Massachusetts State Senator Bruce Tarr with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.